Missionary Amy Carmichael once expressed a powerful truth. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Hi, I'm Rob West. That quote reminds us that generosity isn't just something we do. It reflects who we are in Christ. So how do we grow into more joyful, intentional givers? Today, we'll talk with Ron Blue about what he calls living giving and how that mindset can bring real financial freedom. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, my friend Ron Blue is a financial teacher and author who spent decades helping people learn to manage money God's way. He's a great friend and a mentor of mine. Ron, great to have you back with us.
Well, Rob, always good to be with you. Thanks for asking me.
Always enjoy it, Ron. You've often said giving isn't just a financial decision. It's really a spiritual one. Will you unpack that for us?
Yeah, giving really reflects our trust in God because when we give first, we're saying, Lord, you gave it to me and I'm returning to you what is already yours. And I trust you to meet my needs. It shifts our focus away from ourselves and puts on what matters most, and that's God's purposes. And it doesn't shrink your life. It really stretches it. And it's one of the most powerful ways God grows my faith and loosens money's grip on me.
Yeah. Well, you've said that as well. And that's been something that stuck with me for a long time, is that giving breaks the power of money over our lives. Now, this idea of living giving is something you talk about in your classic book, Master Your Money. Unpack that idea for us.
Well, the idea is that you should do your giving while you're living. I say, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of that. But so many people think about significant giving at death, but they miss the joy of giving during life, and they miss the joy of seeing what God does with what they have been entrusted with and what they've given. And so I really encourage people to start giving early and not wait and not do your major giving at death. It's one way, as you just said, that you can break the power of money. And so do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going.
Well, Ron, I think one of the things that I've always taken away from you and just your approach to giving is you make giving a part of everyday life. I know you make it a practice to keep some extra 20s in your pocket no matter where you go, just so you can bless somebody on your path, don't you?
You know, that's the most significant giving I think that I do, Rob, is I love just giving cash to the people that I call unseen.
Hmm.
You know, I do a lot of traveling, and so almost every time I'm in an airport and go into the bathroom, I look for that person that cleans the bathroom. They're hiding in a corner someplace, and nobody notices them. Or when I check out, I'll tip the person at the gate that lets me out. Or Judy has had me chasing UPS drivers down the street. She said, you need to tip that person. And so that's the most joyful giving, Rob, that I mean, we do our tithing and we do our giving to missions, missionaries and so forth on a regular basis. But the giving out of my pocket feels the best, if you will.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I know that's something that you have really appreciated. And I know you've blessed a lot of people in doing that. Ron, so often when we talk about financial planning, we talk about this idea of financial freedom. How is giving such a key part of financial freedom?
Well, I liken it, Rob, to having a closed fist or an open hand. And yeah. So when your fist is closed because I'm holding on to or controlling or feeling like I own something, God's not free to put in, nor is he free to take out. And when I open my fist and hold an open hand, if I think about my money holding it with an open hand, then I'm really saying, God, this is yours. And if you want it to be used in a particular way, here's an open hand. We'll use it that way.
Mm.
So it's, again, the idea giving is not because God needs it. Giving is because God wants my heart, and he knows that money is one of the greatest competitors to our love for him. And that's what he wants. He wants me to love him, and he wants to love me as he does, infinitely and eternally.
Incredible. Ron, thanks for stopping by today.
You betcha, Rob. Thanks for asking me.
That's Ron Blue, author of Master Your Money. Buy it wherever you buy books. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
In most families, there's a strong person everyone leans on. Could be the wise grandfather who always knows what to say, or the steady mother who is always calm when life gets chaotic. We might say they're the rock in the family, someone everyone counts on. Isaiah 26:4 says this about our God. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. Human beings fade. Earthly rocks crack, but not the Lord. He's the rock that never moves, never crumbles, never changes. In a world of uncertainty and change, we can always depend on him. Are you leaning on Jesus today? Get encouragement for your walk with him at haventoday.org.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Why do some hearts respond to God's Word while others reject it? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress explores the condition of your spiritual heart and shares the prescription for spiritual health. Then he'll share what it means to follow Christ with complete devotion. Join us for the series Shine the Light, this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. That number to get in on the conversation with anything in your financial life is 800-525-7000. Living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, any of those and more in play today. Call 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today and looking forward to tackling your financial questions. Here's our promise that everything we do is theologically sound and reverent to God's Word. We're going to be empathetic and encouraging, realizing, listen, we're all on a journey together and we're going to make mistakes along the way, but we all share, who listen to this program and work on our team here at FaithFi, we all share a desire, and that is to be found faithful and managing what God has entrusted to us, because we recognize that it all belongs to Him, and our goal is faithfulness, to be that wise and faithful steward, understanding that we don't have ownership rights, we have stewardship responsibilities, and to each
what he or she has been given, we want to manage it well with the King of Kings ideas and hearts and heart and principles in mind, which we find in his word. So call right now with your financial questions, 800-525-7000. We're going to head to the phones here in just a moment. In the news today, a recent J.D. Power study reveals that online-only banks are outshining traditional brick-and-mortar institutions in customer satisfaction, especially among younger generations. Here's the key findings. First, in the area of customer support, direct banks excel in providing support with customers appreciating easy access to services and clear communication. Second would be around the digital experience. High satisfaction rates are attributed to user-friendly mobile apps and websites because that's their primary means of engaging with their customers, so they tend to do that well. And then third would be around top performers. Charles Schwab, American Express, and Ally Bank were among the top supporters. We think here at FaithFi that our friends at Christian Community Credit Union should definitely be on that list too. CCCU meets all of the key factors valued by members, like excellent customer service, a seamless digital experience, and innovative mobile access, and all that while staying true to Christian values by integrating faith with financial services. CCCU is helping members grow their wealth while advancing kingdom causes, and more often than not, our listeners to this program are wanting to align all of their investments and banking and financial transactions and decisions with their values, and that means having trusted kingdom focused partners, and CCCU would certainly be that, because their mission is to serve, support, and uplift the community, and that's evident in everything they do with faith-driven financial guidance. If you want to learn more, just head to joinchristiancommunity.org. That's joinchristiancommunity.org. All right, let's dive into your questions today. We're going to begin in Pennsylvania. Hi, Raymond. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good morning. Well, I'm collecting early Social Security at age 65 and working part-time, which means I'm still paying Social Security taxes. Will these additional benefits increase my future benefits or be returned to me in another way? Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, great question there. So yes, they can increase your benefit, and here's how, Raymond. Social Security recalculates your benefit each year automatically based on what's called your high 35. So that's your highest 35 years of earnings. So if your current work years are higher than earlier ones, perhaps, you know, when you were just starting out, some of your high 35 were lower than they are today, then that would cause your monthly check to go up slightly. So it could pay off, and that would be the way that happened. Now, if you're just working part-time, it could be that when we look at your high 35 years of full-time work, that this is not going to get to a place where it would cause any of those to roll off and be replaced. And if that's the case, you continuing to work and pay into Social Security through your FICA taxes does nothing for you. You're just helping to support other people's benefits because yours is essentially set, and the only increase you would get then is the cost of living adjustment. But if you could replace any of those high 35, then absolutely it could cause your benefit to increase, and that would happen automatically.
Well, thank you. That's fine. That's okay with me now.
All right. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Raymond. Lord bless you, sir. We appreciate you being on the program. Let's go to Texas. Hi, George. How can I help?
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Doing great. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. So I need help. last year I called in and you helped me tremendously. We were about 70 grand in debt. You recommended credit counseling, which we did start that program, and we've knocked fairly large chunk down. However, you know, the budget has been tight where, you know, if we have any unexpected costs, if I don't hit bonus with my job, we can't afford these to fix things. Yeah. I recently had my air conditioning unit go out. I had a extended home warranty that only offered us $150 towards it, so I had to get financing 0%, but that was $11,000. And if I don't hit bonus, I'm not going to be able to pay that. And so I was wondering, I know I hear a lot of people calling in about who to give to in charity. Is there any programs for like individuals such as myself that people can provide?
Yeah.
Or the other option that I was wondering is, I do have a 401k from my job. Do I deplete that to pay? I don't know what to do. I'm just at loss. And if I get hit with one other financial burden or unexpected cost, I'm almost want to file bankruptcy. And we try to be doing everything the right way. And, you know, under your guidance of last year. So,
Well, I appreciate that, George. And I'm delighted to hear you made so much progress. I mean, you knocking $20,000 off that credit card debt in just a year is phenomenal. And hopefully getting those lower interest rates has helped. Are you sending more than the scheduled monthly payment? I mean, how did you knock off so much over 12 months?
I don't know. They set it up. They did it all for us. So,
okay. So you're just paying the scheduled payment. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Whatever they did. And then they send us the little review every quarter and say, hey, this is what's left. And this is how much you've paid off. So,
Got it. Yeah. I mean, so ideally, and I realize, you know, this means a lot of things have to go right in terms of you not having unexpected expenses and you hitting bonus to get, you know, your full compensation. But ideally, we would, you know, build your budget, including that payment to, you know, the financing on the air conditioning and the payment to Christian Credit Counselors. We'd build your budget such that you'd be able to cover those and have something left over. And then we would use that to start building up an emergency fund. And then that would be, you know, where you tap whenever those things come out of left field. I realize that's easier said than done. And if you're living right up to the edge, and that's right up to the edge with your bonus, and if that doesn't come in or you have something else, then that kind of throws everything, you know, out of whack. So, you know, here's what I would love to do. I wouldn't have anything to recommend as much as I would love to that could come in and help you, you know, cover some of these bills other than direct you back to your local church. I mean, perhaps your church has a benevolence department or something like that, that they could help with something like this. But I'd be happy to connect you with one of our certified Christian financial counselors who could help you look at that spending plan and the budget and maybe make some recommendations on places to cut back, at least just improving the control of or flow of money in and out. But at the end of the day, we want to try to stay the course, trust God for his provision. Let's really dial back spending and cut any way we can. And that's where Assert CFC can help. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more off the air. We'll be right back.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider. And select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Some would say truth is relative, and to the world, that's right. What the world considers to be truth fluctuates depending on the narrative they're trying to promote. Of course, we know truth is found in Scripture, and it never changes. The documentary, The God Who Speaks, proves the Bible's reliability as the source of real truth and reinforces our belief in it as our firm foundation. Watch it anytime at stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman. Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got a few lines open. You have a question today, something going on in your financial life, call right now, 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. We'd love to tackle whatever you're wrestling with today. Let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Texas and welcome Evan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for your call, Evan.
Thanks for taking it. So I'm a very recent newlywed. I got married about 3 months ago. I'm 19. And growing up, my parents never really taught me about finances and how to handle them properly. All I was taught was work hard for what I earn and save as much as I can of it. But I'm really not sure how I can start saving long-term financial wealth. And I'm also not sure how I can have these deep conversations with my new wife as to how to save money properly and how we can not spend as much as we typically do, whether it's just eating out or extra shopping or any other little place where we may be spending too much money.
Yeah, yeah. I totally understand. First of all, congratulations on your new marriage. I'm delighted to hear that you really want to understand God's heart and get set up in the right way in terms of your financial future, which is going to be a key, you know, piece of your life as a married couple, because money is not evil. It's a good gift from God, but it does need to be managed wisely. You and I are stewards. Everything belongs to God, and so we need to manage His resources entrusted to us with care. Good news is the Bible is our source for that, and we make it a matter of prayer. We also recognize that, you know, this can rival our hearts for first position, and so we've got to be careful. There's a seductive nature of wealth that can cause us to think that, you know, anything we're lacking, whether it's significance or security or even fulfillment, that, you know, that can come by way of financial means, getting to a certain, you know, income or buying things that make us feel better, those kinds of things. And we need to guard against that. We need to see money as a tool to bring God glory and to accomplish His purposes. That includes enjoyment. So there should be an element of enjoyment. I think when we have a celebration, a joyful, you know, meal, that causes God to smile. That's a great way to use money. But we also give it generously. We use it to provide. We invest. And all of that needs to be done in the context of a plan that starts with our values. What's important to us as Christ followers? Where is God taking you as a married couple? And how can money be a tool, not a source of conflict and not an end, but a means to an end to accomplish God's purposes in your life? And that's going to include, first and foremost, living within your means. And I know that's kind of at the heart of your question here, which is, you know, how do I get to a place where my wife and I are on the same page about, yeah, we can enjoy this, but it needs to be in the midst of a plan where we're living on less than we're earning, because we don't want to live outside of God's provision. We need to find contentment. We need to build a plan around what God has provided. And there should be some margin, something left over at the end of the month. And that's not going to happen by default. You're not going to just, you know, gravitate to that naturally. It's going to take some work. But the extent to which you and your wife can come together prayerfully, put a plan together that reflects both of you, how God has wired you, where He's taking you, and that causes you to live within your means, is going to be essential. But getting to that place is not enough. Then we need a system to control the flow of money in and out from that point forward, whether that's a physical envelope system where you take discretionary funds after every paycheck and fund physical envelopes for eating out and clothing and entertainment and some of those budget busters, or something like the FaithFi app where you have a digital version of that where it downloads your transactions and automatically places them in each of your envelopes so you can see at any point during the month what's left. You need some system that works for you and your wife, and then I think you need to come together at least monthly for a money day just to say, how are we doing and what course corrections do we need to make? Those kinds of things. So I think that's really key, and that's really the first key financial principle: living within your means. Second, we need to avoid the use of debt because that mortgage is the future. Third, I've already talked about this, we need to have some liquidity or some margin in our financial lives because that's the only way we're going to fund longer-term goals beyond just what you're spending month to month. You might want to be able to pay down student loans or save for the future or give generously beyond what you're already doing. That's only going to happen with margin, something left over. Fourth, you need those long-term goals because the longer the perspective, the better the decision today. And then five is to give generously because giving breaks the grip of money over our lives. And if you do those five things, live within your means, avoid debt, have some margin, set long-term goals, give generously, and you all communicate regularly with understanding about how God has wired you and your backgrounds and just kind of your money personalities, money can be a wonderful gift and a tool to accomplish really great things. It doesn't have to be a source of conflict. So that's kind of maybe the foundation, some things for you to think about. What I'd be happy to do is connect you with one of our certified Christian financial counselors, if you and your wife would be willing. We'll cover the cost for it. It won't cost you anything, but they can help you all set up that spending plan and maybe be that kind of third party that helps the two of you come together around building that plan and creating a system to manage it, because I think that's really the cornerstone of a successful, you know, financial plan is being able to build that budget and live within it. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Would you and your wife be willing to meet with a few meetings with a certified Christian financial counselor?
Yes, we would.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's do that. So I'm going to get you to hold. We're going to get your information. I'm going to get you connected with one of our CERT CFCs. These are people that have been trained to help, you know, with money and marriage, with setting up spending plans, with, you know, paying off debt, those kinds of things. And they'll get you kind of going in the right direction. The other thing I want to do is send you a book called Money and Marriage God's Way from Howard Dayton. And I think that'll be a great resource for you. Maybe you and your wife commit to, you know, taking a chapter a week and you'd each read through it, come together and talk about it. I think that could get you pointed in the right direction as well. So, Evan, listen, you got this, and we're here to help. So stay on the line. We'll get your information. We'll get that book out to you. We'll get you connected with a CERT CFC. And call me back and share how it's going a little ways down the road, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, buddy. Sally in Illinois, coming your way after the break. We do have some lines open. If you have a question, call right now, 800-525-7000. Stay with us. This is Faith and Finance.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has shared good news with investors and advisors by offering faith-honoring mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners Limited and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal.
Is our theology of money upside down? Our vision is that all Christians would see God as their ultimate treasure. You know, it's a game changer of an idea. And we start with this idea that God owns everything and we are his household managers of what he has entrusted to us. So we own nothing, but we have stewardship responsibilities.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
We work, we earn, we save. But is that all there is? The book of Ecclesiastes gives us an entirely new perspective on money that impacts our day-to-day lives. FaithFi's study, Wisdom Over Wealth, unpacks life-changing biblical truths about wealth, work, and contentment. This resource will help you grow in how you handle wealth by deepening your trust in God. Request your copy of the Wisdom Over Wealth study with your gift of $35 or more by going to faithfi.com/give.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
Feeling burdened by credit card debt? As faithful stewards, we are called to manage our finances wisely. Christian credit counselors can help with a debt management program that allows you to pay off debt up to 80% faster, while honoring your commitments with integrity. Don't let debt hold you back from the life God has planned for you. Take the first step toward peace and financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got nearly all the lines full, but I've got one available, 800-525-7000. If you have a financial question, give us a call right now. Let's go to Illinois. Sally has been waiting patiently. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Sally.
My name is Sally. Hi. I have a question, and I've heard this from a couple of people, and I don't know if it's true or not. I worked for, well, my husband and I will be married 63 years this July. And he worked for the DOD and received a pension. And I worked for Social Security for like 35 years. And people have told me that if he were to die before me, he set me up to get 40% of his pension, but I would lose my Social Security or the pension, whichever is lower. And I was wondering if that's...
Yeah, you know, it's always a good idea to check with Social Security just on your specifics. Normally, the way this would work is... you would get to keep one Social Security benefit, the higher of the two. So if your husband passes, you could switch to his survivor's benefit. Although perhaps if he's with the DOD, he doesn't have Social Security through that government pension offset, even though there has been changes in that, and that's going away. But the bottom line is that 40% pension from the DOD that you're set to receive is separate, and you will still receive it. You just need to, you know, check with Social Security with regard to that government pension offset. But that shouldn't, you know, one should not affect the other. You should be able to keep both the 40% pension and your Social Security.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I've had different people tell me that I'm going to lose one of them. And I thought, well, that's really not fair. But anyway, I thought... that's the way it works, and that's why I wanted to call you and find out.
Yeah, so I think just given, you know, there's been some recent changes with regard to the government pension offset, if that's what it, you know, is affecting him not receiving Social Security, having that DOD job. So I would call into Social Security, perhaps even schedule an in-person meeting to visit with them and use your specific record so that they could tell you exactly what you will receive at what age and so forth when he passes. But typically the way it would work is you would not lose that. You can't receive two benefits, but you could continue receiving your benefit, and then you would get that that 40% DOD pension separately, and not have that affected by Social Security. So hopefully that helps, Sally. We appreciate your call today. Thank you both for your service to our nation, and we would love to have you back on the program anytime. God bless you. Let's go to New Mexico. Hi, Pam. How can I help?
Hi, I was calling to ask a few questions about my husband's. Are you still there? I'm sorry.
I sure am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. My husband is getting ready to he got a letter recently asking if he wanted to go ahead and take his retirement early at the age of 60, which is at the end of this month. And they want to, know if we want, the monthly payments or defer it or to take the lump sum. And I was curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah. It's a question that comes up a lot. And, the lump sum gives you the flexibility and control, but puts the investment risk on you. The monthly payments offered guarantee income, but less flexibility. And deferring obviously increases the monthly payout, but you give up the income now. And so I think as you compare these options, including taxes and survivor's benefits and whether or not you need the income now or later, usually it becomes pretty obvious which one you need. If you really have the flexibility to choose, both, I think it's ultimately going to come down to if you're willing to take on the investment risk, there's something nice about having that lump sum where you're in control. You could have access to larger amounts of money down the road if you needed them at any point, but you also could, invest it and convert it to an income stream, but you are bearing that investment risk. There is also a process you might want to go through to just look at, whether the present value of that lump sum is, more advantageous than the future value of that income stream. And so, what I would probably do is connect with a Kingdom advisor who could actually run some of those calculations where they'd look at the present value. What the future income is worth today based on the monthly payment amount, and then they apply a discount rate to it, and then, and they make an assumption around the number of years, which we have to just use life expectancy on that. And then you can compare that lump sum offer to the monthly income stream to determine the better value, of the actual offer. And so that becomes then one factor that you could, look at. And then, I think secondly, you would look at just what is my need for money now or in the next couple of years. And then thirdly, you'd consider your health and longevity. But it does get somewhat complicated, and I think that's why it's always best to make these decisions, even if you have to spend a little bit of money, to hire an advisor to help you kind of look at your situation and your financial plan, look at the offers of what are being offered to you in terms of a lump sum now or a few years down the road versus the monthly payment, and then help you kind of back into the best decision for you, because there's not a right or wrong decision here, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And is it the website for the Kingdom Advisor?
Yes, ma'am. You would just go to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a professional. And you could look for some certified Kingdom Advisors there in New Mexico. And what you'd want to do is just say that you listen to the program and you're not necessarily looking for investment management. You're really just looking for somebody who could pay by the hour to help you do some planning specifically around making this decision on the payout for this retirement account.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Thank very so good. Much. Absolutely, Pam. Thanks for being on the program today. We appreciate your call. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Don is waiting patiently in Mississippi. Don, we're going to get to you right after this next break. I don't want to cut you short. I know you have questions about getting equity out of your home will come to you first. We do have a few lines open here in our final segment after the break. If you have a financial question, we'd love to tackle it. So now's the time to call. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. Hey, let me take just a moment here before we take this next break and invite you to become a FaithFi partner. This is a really important time for us here at FaithFi as we help God's people live as faithful stewards and see God as their ultimate treasure. Reason being is we're headed toward the end of our fiscal year. That's right. We don't operate on a calendar year. Our year here at FaithFi ends June the 30th. So as you might imagine, this is a really important time for us to hear from those who want to support the ministry. It's a huge encouragement to us because your support allows us to reach more people and produce more resources, also bring you this broadcast each day. So if this show has been a blessing to you, we'd invite you to become a FaithFi partner. Partners support us at $35 a month or more, or $400 a year or more. You can become a partner at faithfi.com. Just click give. As a gift to you, when you become a partner, we'll send you 4 issues of Faithful Steward, our magazine each year, plus all of our studies and devotionals and pro access to the FaithFi app. Just go to faithfi.com. We'll be right back.
Life can be hard, but we have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. I'm Christy Graham, host of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, and I want to encourage you in your walk with God. Listen each week as we go behind the scenes of our work around the world. You'll be challenged and encouraged in your own faith as you hear how God is actively changing lives. Join us for On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, Sundays at 8:30 a.m. Central, right here on American Family Radio.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
So glad you're joining us today for Faith and Finance. You know, everything we do here at American Family Radio is about equipping God's people to live out a biblical worldview, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ without reservation whatsoever. And then once we commit our lives to Christ, to living out of a biblical worldview, and that includes every domain of our lives as we parent our kids and in our marriage and in our walk with Jesus and as we engage the culture and as we serve in our churches, but it also includes our financial journey. You know, my experience is one of the key ways God shapes your spiritual journey is through your financial journey. It's one of those tangible expressions of what we value, where we place our trust, how you use this good gift of money as a tool on purpose to give God glory and accomplish his purposes. Boy, it's a really big deal. And we live in the most prosperous nation in the history of the world. And so it can rival our hearts. There is a lot of allure out there in the things of this world. If we're not careful, we can have a temporal mindset rather than an eternal perspective. And the word of God can be choked out in our lives. We see that in the parable of the sower. You remember what choked out the third soil from bearing fruit, that 30, 60, 100-fold return? It was, among other things, the deceitfulness of wealth or riches. We don't want that to be true about us. And so each day on this program, we help you renew your minds, understand God's heart, and help you with practical advice on how you manage God's money well. Let's do that right now here in our final segment. We'll get to as many calls as we can. 800-525-7000. Don's been waiting patiently in Mississippi. Don, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rob, how are you this morning? Man,
I'm doing great.
I listened faithfully to you. I truly appreciate your advice. Right into it. I'm retired military. Unfortunately, at a young age, I did not think about what God had for me until I got saved. And I thank God for salvation because he gives us new thoughts, new ideas, and new understanding about things.
Yes.
So now I am doing some things, trying to save some money. Didn't do as well as I thought it would be. But, you know, God is still opening up doors, and he's still providing. So what I have is I'm buying a house through a company called, well, I won't mention the name, but they are, I'm constantly paying my mortgage, and I pay more than is due every month. And so I can see my mortgage payment each month, each quarter coming down. So, but I get these flyers that come in and say, you know, you can draw X amount of dollars out for equity. And I'm considering that to help pay some bills off, if that is a good idea. But I don't want to lose what I have as far as the APR goes, because I'm still at 2%. And I know the market is way above that now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, Don, thank you for your service to our nation, my friend. We're grateful and appreciate your call today. Listen, all of us are on a journey in our financial lives, and you know, there's plenty of things we all wish we could have done differently, but I think the key right now is you're trying to do everything you can to be a faithful steward of what passes through your hands. I love that you've been accelerating the payoff on this house. That's great. And you know, now as you look at this asset, you know, you're wondering how you might be able to tap into that to pay some bills. I would encourage you to guard against that. I mean, the first thing I would do, and I agree with you, we don't want to touch this mortgage. I mean, if you got a mortgage with a two handle on it, that's a good thing. There's a lot of people out there who have had to buy houses in the last few years because they didn't have a choice. And, you know, they're in sixes and sevens. And even though that's pretty, you know, much closer to the long-term average, we got pretty accustomed over the last 20 years to, 3% interest rates or thereabouts. So that's a great thing. Enjoy that. And, don't touch that. The first thing I would probably do is pull back on sending extra, and let's try to build up an emergency fund. Let's go back to work on that spending plan and really dial in your expenses and, you know, look for areas to cut back, including, you know, perhaps as a first step, just, you know, making the scheduled monthly payment on that mortgage instead of sending extra, which normally I would love, but I'd rather do that than you tap into that home equity, you know, to pay some bills. I mean, unless you're doing a home renovation or something where you're going to improve the value of the home, I'd rather you not, you know, have a loan that's secured to your house, which puts your house at risk if for some reason you couldn't make the payment. Secondly, you know, those home equity loans, even though you will find some banks periodically that offer some incentives, there is a cost to putting that loan in place. And with the prevailing rates today and what would likely be either a higher fixed rate or a variable rate, you know, you're going to have a rate probably 2 to 3 times, three times probably for sure what you have on your first mortgage. So I would try to avoid that. I mean, if it came down to it and you really, as you get into retirement, you find that you're sitting on this major asset of your home and you paid it down significantly and you just can't make the budget balance because you don't have enough in the way of retirement assets, I would be open to you looking at a reverse mortgage at some point where you could either have access to a line of credit where you'd never have to make a payment or you could get an income stream. You know, there's a lot of folks that want to get out of debt once and for all and stay there, and I love that idea. But other folks who just haven't saved enough, who are sitting on their largest asset being their home, and because they've carried a mortgage with them into retirement, or even if they paid it off and they just don't have enough to make ends meet and kind of enjoy this fourth quarter of life, that's where the new version of a reverse mortgage, which is called a home equity conversion mortgage, where you can never owe more than the house is worth. You can stay in it, you and or your spouse, for the rest of your life. and whatever equity is left, you know, at death or when you sell it, you know, is available to go to heirs, but you never have a payment. You know, that can be a game changer for some folks. So as a planning tool, you know, I don't mind that at all. But I think kind of based on what you're describing right now, I would avoid taking out a new loan and let's just go to work on that spending plan and perhaps pull back on extra principal reduction just to free up some additional funds. Does that make sense though?
Sure. And yes, sir. It makes a lot of sense. And the other thing is that, you know, I've been doing what you said about emergency funds. Right now I'm able to put at least $200 a month into my emergency fund, which is now actually have gotten up to about 10 grand. So I'm constantly trying to build that up while I can.
Yeah, that's great. How much extra are you sending per month or per year to the house?
I only do maybe $100 extra.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe just while you're building that up to 6 months expenses, you know, in the emergency fund, maybe we wait on that just because it'd be important that you have that liquid cash, which the home is illiquid, that you have that liquid cash
right,
just if something comes out of left field. And then what are the bills you're talking about? Is it just monthly spending or is there some kind of one-time event that you're looking to fund?
Well, I'm just looking to take out, you know, all of my credit cards. I want to pay those off completely. And it's not much on those. And I want to pay my vehicle off.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's the key right now is let's wait on paying the extra to the house. Let's keep building that, that emergency fund. And then let's, you know, take care of those credit cards. We want to probably prioritize those first, then the car second, but I would avoid taking out that home equity loan if it were me.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. I just gave a young lady some advice about this, just what you were talking about now. So
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Don. Thanks for your call, and we appreciate you being on the program today. Let's see. We're going to go to Tennessee next. Diana, go right ahead.
Hey. So my mother passed away recently, and she has a home mortgage that has a subsidy on it. And so I've tried to contact them, the company, and I'm kind of getting a runaround. So they're saying that if we pay that house off early, that we would owe for that whole subsidy.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't know which way to go. I don't know what's the best route. At one point, they say if you pay the mortgage balance off and you also pay the subsidy at the same time, you get a 20 or 25% discount. I mean, what route should we go here?
Yeah. Well, so
the paying on the house, what should we do?
Yeah. So the payment assistance, the USDA subsidies, have to be repaid when the home is sold or transferred, even if the mortgage is nearly paid off. So, did you say that your mom passed away? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so when the transfer happens through the inheritance, that subsidy is likely going to need to be repaid. So I would get on the phone with the USDA loan servicer to confirm the exact amount and the options if you haven't already. In some cases, they may reduce or waive part of it, especially if you as the heir keeps the home and your income qualifies, but you're going to need to talk that through with them just to see what options you have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know there's this can be confusing, and so you really it's ultimately going to come down to what the loan servicer says and can do for you. So I would get on the phone with them. They'll tell you exactly what's possible. But I would ask for this, you know, ability to find out what would it take for you to qualify for a portion of it to be waived or reduced. And let's see if, they can give you some advice on that. Hey, all the best to you, Diana. I'm so sorry to hear about your mom's passing. We appreciate your call today. God bless you. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. So thankful to have you along with us today. Listen, if you find value in the program, want to support our work, just head to faithfi.com and click give. We have some incredible things coming up over the balance of this year. A new devotional that I can't wait to put in your hands. It'll be out in the fall. We're working on our digital study. So in the FaithFi app, we're going to be able to make some of our studies and devotionals available to you in a digital experience. We've got a new short form content coming your way that's going to be video-based, working on a lot of great things all around this idea of how do we, as Christ followers who are growing in our faith, how do we not make money our treasure, but God our ultimate treasure, and then how do we steward wisely what he has entrusted to us, and that's our passion here. Let me say thanks to my team today. I certainly couldn't do this without the amazing folks here at FaithFi, including Devin Patrick, my producer, Sandy Dickinson, the call screener today, and Mr. Jim Henry, who serves me incredibly well with research. Thanks for being along with us today, to you as well. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.